Good afternoon. Today is February 11, 2020, and we are in room 3000 of the City Building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. This is tow case number 1200119, and the appellant's name is Thomas Cooper. For the record, Mr. Cooper has not appeared. It is 3:35, so 5 minutes after the hearing was called for, and I'll ask the clerk if the appellant has contacted the hearings office between the time the rescheduled hearing notice was sent out and today.
I do not see any note of contact.
And did the rescheduled hearing notice come back to our office?
I do not see it listed as an exhibit.
Thank you. The hearing notice does say that the hearings will begin on time and that a party may lose their right to present their evidence or hear other people's evidence if they show up late. So at this point, we will start the hearing. The notice of rescheduled hearing was mailed on February 3rd and says that the hearing is scheduled for now. I do see we have a city representative in the room, so I'll ask you, sir, to please state and spell your name for the record.
My name is Louis Sassnet. Louis, L-O-U-I-S, Sassnet, S-A-S-N-E-T-T.
And what is your position with the city?
I am a parking enforcement code officer.
Thank you. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman, and I am a neutral decision maker. I don't work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we are charged with reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes documents that are admitted today, as well as any testimony that's presented today, in order to decide the case. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make or whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person who ordered the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And if the appellant listens to this, please note that appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done in court and not through this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, and the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm now going to go through the exhibits and ask the enforcement officer whether he has any objection to any of them coming, any of the exhibits coming into the record. And I will list them. Exhibit 1 is the appellant's tow hearing request form. Exhibit 2 is the auto return report. Exhibit 3 is the original notice of hearing. Exhibit 4 is the appellant's statement of rights and procedures for this hearing. Exhibit 5 is a request to reschedule the hearing. Exhibit 6 is the order rescheduling the hearing. And 7 is the notice of this rescheduled hearing. And Exhibit 8 is the Bureau's tow hearing report, and that includes the written tow hearing report as well as a narrative. It includes a parking violation citation for blocked driveway as well as 3 pages of photographs that were taken at the time the citation was issued, and a document which I'll have the enforcement officer describe, which has a photograph with an aerial photograph with a blue line around it over a certain piece of property and a certain address and property description and owner. That document is 2 pages. And the last document submitted by the enforcement officer is code sections related to the violation of blocked driveway. As the appellant is not here, I will read his testimony into the record. Mr. Cooper stated on his request for hearing form under the section asking, state the reason why you believe the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified. Car parked in front of my own driveway, then towed while I was away. And that is the end of the appellant's testimony. So at this point, I will swear in Mr. Sasnett. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth?
I do.
Thank you. And can you please tell me why you believe the tow is valid?
Based on the evidence provided, the defendant states to live, or he doesn't state to live, he states the vehicle was towed from 7206 Southwest Virginia. The vehicle was towed from 7205 Southwest Virginia, which is directly across the street. The defendant lives at 7206 Southwest Virginia. The vehicle was not towed from his driveway.
And can you tell me why you've included the exhibit that I described in a little bit of detail with, toward the end of your submission, and it has the aerial view of some property with the blue line around it?
Correct, yeah. The vehicle was located in front of the address that is outlined in blue.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle owner and his house is directly across the street. Owner of the house that is outlined in blue is listed just as a property LLC ownership. So it might be a rental, I'm not sure. But it's not owned by the person. It doesn't appear to be owned by Thomas Cooper.
And I see that it looks like 7205 is across the street where the trees are. Is that correct? On that photograph? And I'll pull it over so we can look at it larger. Is the monitor on, or do I have to wake it up over here?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I see where the...
Yes, the house that's outlined in blue is where the vehicle was towed from.
Thank you. And I'm just going to glance at your photographs here. I'll turn them around. So the Audi in the top right photo is the car that was towed?
Affirmative. In all four of those photos.
And the driveway is in front of the blue garage?
Affirmative.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this time.
Thank you for coming in. At this point, I am going to take the case under advisement, which means I'm not going to decide on the record. I will be sending the appellant a written decision in about a week to 10 days. And this will conclude the hearing. Thank you.
Thank you very much.